Hey, it's Rebecca Smith for the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, and it's time for Missouri Health Talks, a project where we listen in on Missourians' conversations about access to health care. This week we hear from Carlos Wade. He's an inmate at the Southeast Missouri Correctional Center in the Boot Heel, who we spoke with back in July. Carlos recently updated me on how things are going inside prison, 10 months into the pandemic, and after another round of cases at the facility. Here's Carlos.
This call is from a correctional facility and may be monitored and recorded.
It made it across the whole prison yard. Everybody in every house was affected with it. It affected that individual and they cellies, doubling the positive results up because we're so close to each other and we piled on top of each other. And right now, today, as we speak, to be honest, I'm having chest pain, and I don't even know if it's an after effect of the virus itself. I mean,
because you did catch it.
Yes, yeah, I did catch it, and they say those are some of the symptoms: chest pains, headaches, muscle cramps, and things of that nature. But I don't really know, and I'm not a person that never really dealt with chest pains. And I do know when I was 15 or 14, I think I had walking pneumonia. And it kind of feels like that. So I'm probably going to get with the nursing staff and have them do some type of assessment on me to see exactly what's going on.
How long ago did you test positive, Carlos?
I went over there October the 21st, and they tested me, I think it was November the 3rd, and then the result came back on the 7th of November. October the 21st, that's when they isolated me, and I stayed over there for like 2 more weeks after my positive result. Then they came to my door and said, CDC said, after the virus ran through your system for 14 days, it shouldn't be strong enough for you to pass it. So they just started letting us all back out of isolation. Now we all back out of isolation again, just walking around again.
Are people taking it seriously? I mean, I know you have been, but...
Honestly, it's a small percent if it is. I mean, because we so closed in, close confinement, to the point there's no social distance for real. I'm talking about we literally like 2 or 3 steps away from each other, if that. And some have masks on, some don't.
What did you hear from other guys? What kind of care were they provided when they were sick, if they were experiencing symptoms?
I mean, temperature check, isolation, quarantine for 14 days. I've seen some guys that was literally looked like they was trying to, like, they weren't going to make it to the next day. I'm talking about they was in really, really bad shape. And medical staff coming around asking us, did we need our vitals checked? And tell us to just hold on. I mean, I was just thankful that I only had a runny nose because guys was really, really, like, to the point at nighttime when they was asleep, they was complaining about it felt like a sack of bricks was being pressed up against their chest and their lungs was being suffocated. And I'm definitely... and first, every single day, I have to try to just not show it. So I just go through the normal things, be safe as possible, wash my hands, wear my mask, socially distance. But yes, I am definitely encouraged.
That was Carlos Wade, an inmate at the Southeast Missouri Correctional Center, talking about life inside prison 10 months into the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. According to the Missouri Department of Corrections, they've gotten most of the outbreaks back under control, with only 179 active inmate cases and 96 active prison staff cases. Since the beginning of the pandemic, 39 inmates and 5 staff have died of the disease. That's it for this week's Missouri Health Talks. Tune in next week for more conversations from throughout the state about health and access. I'm Rebecca Smith. Thanks for listening.